Pranam and a big hearty Om Namah Shivaya on this auspicious mega night of Mahashivaratri. We are in Madhya Pradesh near Chindwara at Krantipeeth, and on this night-long journey of seeking knowledge and guidance, spirituality and about the concept of Shiva to guide us, we are blessed to have with us Vivekji himself. Pranam and Om Namah Shivaya. You spoke about various aspects related to Shiva. But there are four things that are quite ingrained as the prime symbolic factors about his imagery, about his appearance. Those are, he is holding crescent moon on the top. That is why he is called Someshwara. Then he sports a third eye, Tritiya Netra. Then he holds most toxic snakes. And he is also holding Hala Hala at his throat. That is why he is called Nilkanth. But all this...
Damru.
Yeah, also, of course, Damru and Trishul. Yeah, but speaking about his face, what all of this means to you?
Actually, this culture is about symbolism. It's not only with Shiva. Every other god, every other divine being has a... We knew one thing. And that's again, when I say that Indian civilization at one time was at its peak. I don't know how far and how much you travel abroad or in India. But even if you go to Spain and you don't know a damn about the Spanish, you would still find the toilet and bathrooms. You would still find the bus stops, because all these languages are symbolic and sign language. Even if you don't know anything about anything, you can still cross the railway line. Because the world understood only 50 years back or 60 years back that if they want to have a cultural, cross-cultural relationship, they'll have to make sure that most and as much as understanding they can give only through symbols. So more and more symbols are appearing. Everywhere you can see that there are more, and in airports especially, it's a fully symbolic. This country has understood a long, long, long millennia back.
Graphic communication.
Yes, symbolic communication. That how you show particular thing, how you show a particular being. Because those symbols are important, and those symbols are going to be understood similarly as an Indian you would understand, or as a French or American or Korean or
Cutting across anybody. All language barriers.
Doesn't matter. It also doesn't matter that when it's being understood, today or tomorrow, day after.
Yeah.
Because those signs, those symbols are not going to change. People will have the same affinity and understanding. Like 70 years back, the railway crossing, right? No, railway crossing don't exist. But even 100 years back, the crossing symbol all over the world was the same. And still it is same. It doesn't change. Shiva is about symbol. This Sanatana Dharma is about symbol. But Shiva especially is about symbol. And those symbols are very important. That gives the whole meaning of Shiva's
existence. Persona.
No. Quality. The whole darshan of Shiva.
Qualities associated.
Full darshan of Shiva. Like Shiva. Having cobras around his neck. You know, the snakes are very sensitive. Extremely sensitive. They are so sensitive that if you are walking and you just make a sound, they'll just go several feet far. They're very sensitive. They're very sensitive to heat. They're very sensitive to presence. And they understand things very, very quickly. They don't take time. cobra is extremely poisonous too. Interestingly, Shiva has that cobra in his neck. It shows one thing for sure, that unless you are that sensitive, unless you have that sensitivity, the journey of Shiva is never going to happen. Because unless you are sensitive, you cannot reckon with this world. Unless you are sensitive, you will have no sense of anything which is around you. Sensitivity is a one cause of meditative being sensitive. You can feel. In West, especially now it's happening, that snake is not only, cobra is not only about being sensitive, it's about also your fearlessness. Because a snake strikes only when you're scared, because your blood temperature changes. They know it very well. Our whole civilization's fear of snake is our fear of, because we human beings doesn't want to be that sensitive. And second of all, we are damn scared. We are so scared of snakes. I think none of the, even if the tiger will be here, probably humans won't be scared as much as they are scared about snakes. Because that's our sensitivity and fear. There's a strong fear of being sensitive. And Shiva says that unless you are that sensitive, you cannot take my journey, you cannot reach me. When we talk about Someshwara, the moon, the crescent, none in this world, and it's quite popular, in popular culture you will read a lot, that moon affects us all. There is not a single human being, or there is not even a being in this whole planet who is not affected by moon. Even the sea is affected by it. That's why there are tides. We are all affected by it. But that's where Shiva comes, holding the crescent on his head, and he said, hey, look, I'm going to control it. Shiva is the mark that, who, when he's bearing the crescent moon, he's telling one thing, that the journey of mine is where you cannot be influenced, because influence is about you are in control of something or somebody else. It means also, in Hindi there is a beautiful word, liberated, swadhin, paradhin. The journey of Shiva is the journey of liberation. You cannot be controlled by, you cannot be influenced by. Because as long as you are influenced, you forget about liberation. Shiva gives a very interesting thing, that look, crescent moon, I am wearing it, because journey of mine has to be a step further. Shiva having the poison on his. Nobody wanted that. The other gods have to find somebody. They say, oh, to whom? Let's give it to Shiva. He's anyway seeker of, you know, the Smashan Bhumi or the crematorium. Shiva. And interestingly, without thinking for a moment to save the gods, he took it. But listen, what interestingly he did, and our story says that he held it on in his throat. In our life, majority of our poison that come, if it comes from our eyes or our head or our nose or our ears, we all take it to our tummy, we chew it, we take it back, then we create another poison. What Shiva is trying to say, hold it, neither use it, neither throw it, hold it. Your holding is your strength, because as much as this whole world, if we see, it's in the poisonous track, because everybody is throwing venom. one unto another, husband to wife, wife to kids, kids to their friends, friends to their boyfriend and girlfriends, to wife, to husband. God knows what is happening. Everybody is throwing venom around. And that's why the whole our whole culture has become so venomous. Shiva says that, no, hold it on. That capacity, that strength is overcoming the poison of oneself. Shiva, you said that he has a crescent moon. He is holding the poison.
And his third eye.
And his third eye. Trikaladarshi. Trikaladarshi. We call Shiva Trikaladarshi. But there is a more thing about, whenever in Indian tradition, whenever the Shiva's third eye was open, it was mostly about he is destroying something or other. I will have to take it a little bit back and then speak about his third eye. There are two varied contexts with third eye. And when we see the story of Kamadeva, we hear that Shiva destroys the Kamadeva through his third eye. Also, there are stories where Shiva looks at people being through his third eye. The same third eye has been used. Actually, there are three different visions that we all have. One vision is that is on the waking stage. When you are walking, you are traveling, you are driving, you are cycling, eating, friends, waking stage. When you are physically awake, second stage is when we are unconscious, but still we see things, dreaming. Sometime we are reading a book, but still dreaming. Something else. Our non-present. Shiva opens his third eye. Where the stage of the stage where you are sleeping or where you are awake. In between those, there is a third stage. There is a very beautiful sutra on Shiva Sutra. Jagrat Supt Bhede. Jagrat Swapna Susupti Bhede. Turiya Bhoga Sambhava. Jagrat Swapna Susupti. When you have destroyed all these three things, then you will have Turiya stage. Rajneesh has talked a lot about Turiya. Actually, this third eye is about that Turiya. That when we are over these two stages of life, whether we are awake or we are sleeping, Shiva's third eye is about Turiya, where neither we are awake nor we are sleeping. In between that, there is something. Actually, if you go and ever had a chance to get into deeper into Vijnan Bhairav Tantra, you'll find that Shiva constantly speak about these stages and his existence between them. Similarly with the third eye. That's why we call him Trikaladarshi. To be able to see even the third kala, which is beyond those two, which is Turiya.